Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So, all right. Well, let me open in prayer and then we'll dive in here. So, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Lord, we thank you for this time and this place. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how you are so involved in this discussion with this community of people, Lord. We thank you for your continued enormous blessing. We thank you, Lord, that we are in covenant relationship with you. And come what may, we need not fear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this was a message that I spent a lot of time with the Lord. I wrestled with him kind of back and forth and really kind of went back to the Lord quite a bit on this one because there's a sensitivity to this. And I just pray that the Lord gives me the right words to say this because I want it to come across the way the Lord wants to have it presented. I don't want to get in the middle of it. So the last month, we talked about being inside the high tower. The Lord is our high tower. And this time it's a different perspective. We're inside the high tower, but we're looking out of the high tower. We're kind of focusing on like what's going on around. And so there are three scriptures that I want to start with, but the perspective for this message is outside our high tower. So the first scripture is Psalm 25, verses 12 to 14. Who is the person who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. His soul will dwell in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant. My eyes are continually towards the Lord, for he will rescue my feet from the net. Psalm 25, verses 12 through 14, and that's in the New American Standard.
12 through 14. Okay.
Then the second is one that I think I talked about before. It's in Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6. And it relates to the seals. Verse 5 begins, "When he broke open the third seal, I heard the third living creature call out, come and look. And I saw and behold a black horse, and in his hand the rider had a pair of scales, a balance. And I heard what seemed to be a voice from the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil and the wine." And then the third scripture is Matthew 24, verses 7 and 8. For a nation will rise up against nation and a kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in places after place. All this is but the beginning of the early pains of the birth pains of the intolerable anguish. So those are the scriptures that I started out with. And from there, I want to kind of make a statement before I dive into this thing. Number one, I am not a financial analyst. I am a highly observant person. I go through life and I notice a lot of things. I notice so many things all the time that it's a little bit of an impediment sometimes, like driving. when you drive, you kind of have to keep your eyes on the road. And so most of the time I'm too much infatuated with what's going on around me. So it's really it's an exercise. I have to kind of like really stay focused because I'm interested in everything that's going on around me like all the time.
And that's why I have to drive all the
And
time.
we agreed on that. Yeah.
Yes. Although you do drive yourself and you put yourself in your own hands.
Well, but
Yeah.
but I take myself to task on that. So
Okay,
yeah.
good.
So anyway, one of the things that I pay attention to is some of the less obvious things that affect like my business, that affect what Janet and I do. So I kind of steer away from the headlines, and I just start to pay attention to the secondary things around that are, that pop up that I pay attention to, but maybe a lot of people don't. But anyway, I'm gonna read a little blurb out of one of the financial guys that I follow. Now, this is a very earthly perspective, but I want to read it just so for context. That's what I'm reading for. And it starts off by saying, and this is, I'm reading this because this begins to be representative of a black horse, if in fact it's going to show up. Okay. So I want to just read this for context. Everything is red at the same time. Korea dumped 10% in one day. Japan, Europe, and the US futures are sliding together. Crypto is rolling over. Gold is already off its high. Different countries, different asset classes, different stories, one direction. In a healthy market, assets disagree. Stock zig, bond zag. Gold does its own thing. But when everything moves in one block, that is not a normal market anymore. So the guy goes on to kind of talk about that in detail. And that's kind of like what's taking place. Now, I don't expect anybody on this call to be a bond expert, nor am I, but there is one indicator out there that is very telling. When there start to be cracks in the financial dam, and that is the treasury yields, and specifically a 10-year treasury yield. And that's the one financial instrument that just about every asset class is built on. A 30-year mortgage is based on a 10-year T-bill yield. So whatever the yield is, they add 2 points to that, and that's essentially a 30-year mortgage. So when that thing goes up, mortgage rates go up. And it affects just about every asset class there is. Now, when that thing moves up and it gets to be around 5%, all of a sudden everything starts to flash red and things start to break. So that's one of the things that's starting to move right now. So I want to leave that for a moment, and I want to go into I want to turn back to the biblical perspective. Now, remember, we're God's kids. We are in covenant with Him. And so, come what may, we don't have to participate in that. And remember how Jesus talked to His disciples before He was going to be crucified, and in so many words, He told them that He was not going to be with them. There was a little bit of a foretelling. I feel like the Lord wants His kids to have a little bit of a foretelling. So when things start to like crack and break in the financial realm, you go, oh, well, we kind of heard about that. We're God's kids. We're part of the covenant. We can choose not to participate in that. Now, you can participate in that if you want. And the way to participate is it is to like move strongly into fear and start acting out of an emotional state, and you'll participate in it. So I'm thinking that the Lord wants us to be a little bit inoculated against this. So if you see a storm coming, you won't be startled. You know, we were in Stephanie's church, I don't know, several weeks ago. And in worship, there was a song that was playing, and I wrote down the words of part of that song, And it goes something like this: when the storms begin to surround me and the wind begins to blow. And then it went on to say, you're my anchor and my fortress. And I really think that's what the Lord wants us to get a hold of. So, in the Bible, prosperity, the topic of prosperity is mentioned 90 times in the NIV, and it's mentioned 83 times in the King James Version. So it's a prominent theme in the Bible about our existence here on planet Earth. And, while it shows up in the Bible frequently, it is by no means automatic. There are certain accelerators and there are certain brakes that can directly affect how we participate in God's prosperity. And so this has been my observation. I've witnessed many Christians who openly profess biblical truths, yet they're walking around penniless. And I've seen heathens who don't want any part of God, that they seem to be doing quite well and are blessed financially. So, you kind of scratch your head and you go, oh, well, how does that happen? Or why does that happen that way? Well, first of all, it's like not automatic. And so what does this mean for all of us? And like, what can we do? So I was pressing into this, and I really felt like in the message that, or how I heard it from the Lord, was for us to be kind of positioned stronger and correctly in the right position, it's incumbent that we kind of roll up our sleeves and go after this a little bit. So this is what the Holy Spirit gave me. The Holy Spirit gave me three concepts in the Bible. And those concepts are defined. The first one concept is work or labor. The second concept is obtaining wisdom or being wise. And the third concept is to prosper or prospering. And then I was led by the Holy Spirit to go in the book of Proverbs, and under those three categories, I'll let the Holy Spirit speak to me and dig out every verse that falls into one of those three categories. And can you guys see this?
I don't know if everybody's on Zoom or they called
Yeah.
in.
Can you guys see that chart that I just put in front of the camera?
Yes.
Okay. So I did that, and I went through the book of Proverbs, and under those three headings, I pull out every verse that fell under those categories based on how the Holy Spirit was guiding me. And so I wrote them down, and this is what it looks like when I wrote it down, okay? And then I checked the ones that where I felt like I was misaligned, where I was not quite on it based on the word. And I felt like that is what the Lord wants to invite me into, to be to kind of to go after this very specifically, so that I can be more prosperous and be more useful in the kingdom. And if there's something that I'm not getting, there's something that I'm off on, I really want the Holy Spirit to teach me about that. And so for me, it's starting with those words, with those scriptures, and I check them off, and it's really kind of surprising because there are things in there. I mean, I thought I was, well, let me just say it this way. I have blind spots I didn't think I had. Okay. So when I go down through that, it really shows me some interesting areas. There's some things I got to work on. So I'm gonna do that purposely for an exercise because I want to be steeped deeply in prosperity, especially if the storms start to show up. And I want that same thing for you guys. So I took my notes and I sent them to Holly and Lori, and they'll post them on the website. So you can go on the website and find these notes and that little charts on there. So you could, print it and do the exercise yourself. And then, so I really want to close with two things, and then I want to ask you guys if you have any questions. So I want to close with this scripture. It's in Hebrews 10, verses 35 through 39, and it's a New American Standard Version. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not among those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith for the safekeeping of the soul. I thought that scripture was so fitting for kind of positioning us in the right place. And then I came across this photograph. It was online. I'm going to hold it up. I hope you guys can see it. It's pretty significant. It's a picture at night of the Statue of Liberty. There's a bolt of lightning that's coming down into New York City, and there's a rainbow right next to it. I don't know if you guys can see it or not. That's also in my notes. And what's significant about this picture is that the goodness of the Lord, I believe, is represented in the rainbow. The bolt of lightning could be representative of a lot of things. It could be representative of things breaking or cracking or whatever. And the Statue of Liberty is clearly representative of America. And so it's my sense that we're going to witness some startling things, but we're going to witness unbelievable, miraculous moves of the Lord in very close proximity to each other. And I think that's going to land in our country, and I think it's going to land around the world. So that's really the sense that I have. I mean, this one is like really kind of like it's kind of heavy on me because I can feel it. It's and then as I kind of just pay attention to things around me, especially for business, there's some cracks in the dam. The war in the Middle East is not wrapping up as cleanly, as we hoped it would. Who knows how that's going to unfold? Something like that could be a precipitator to a larger event. So I just have this sense that the Lord absolutely does not want us to be frightened, to be in fear, to walk away from his truths, or to be scared. He wants us more now, more than ever, in his word, trusting in his goodness. And here, let me end with a testimony, and then I'll see if you guys have any questions. Janet and I just yesterday just witnessed something that was kind of cool, and it just kind of goes to show you how intimately the Lord is involved in the tiniest little details in our life. So Janet and I were we were at Costco the other day, and we filled it up with gas, and I'm pumping the gas, and there's a truck behind us, and the guy gets out of his truck, and he says to Janet and I, "Hey, I don't know if you know it or not, but your left taillight doesn't work." And so I think it was the brake light. And so we thanked him, and we went home and we tested it, and by golly, that taillight wasn't working. So I thought, first of all, I thought it was like a little, 6 volt light bulb that goes in the tail. Come to find out, it's a whole LED strip, and come to find out, you can't buy that. You have to take the whole taillight assembly off and go buy a new one. So I went into the afterparts market, and it was close to $200 for that thing. And so Janet and I were talking about that, and because Janet prays in tongues all the time, she got, and I don't know if you prayed about it or it just
No,
popped in
we
your,
didn't pray about it. I was just praying, just in general, because I always just pray.
So she asked me about, she said, could it be a fuse? And I go, well, I don't know, but the that sounds logical. So it made sense to me. Let's do the cheap things first. So we went to the store, got the fuse, put it in this little $7 fuse, and lo and behold, the taillight works. But that was a word that came to Janet from the Lord. Hey, why don't you look at the fuse box? Right.
Yeah, it just came out of me. I wasn't like the Lord said. No, it was just like, could it be the fuse? And but I don't know anything about nothing when it comes to cars. But Jim said, oh wait, that could be. Except, yeah, but it was weird because it would work sometimes and not work other times. So it just was really weird. But come to find out, the
That's
Lord knows.
what it was. So and it and Janet is not automotive. So that was from the
Far from
Lord.
it. He cares about
He
us.
does. And every tiny little detail. Absolutely. So do you guys have any questions?
Comments
Or
or
comments?
criticisms?
Criticisms, testimonies.
So I have a comment and a testimony. So, the comment is Tuesday night. That was the whole mess. Like Holly was preaching, right? And the Lord through Holly was doing a teaching on faith. So your final scripture there. And I was like walking through the store, and this mug was like glaring at me. I think it just says like have faith, like we're in that hour, and cleanse the lepers, right? Cast out devils, raise the dead, just like prosperity and all these things. And so I just wanted to encourage you, like that's just so like just driving down the road, just listening to like scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. But okay, so it's another like it's just funny because it's about gas. So, well, it's not really about gas at all, actually, but I was just like sitting with the Lord the other morning before I went off to teach this little boy Jack, and God bless them, but they have a pattern of like sometimes they just aren't ready, so they just cancel or whatever. But I just kept feeling like I don't think they know you're coming, and I wasn't listening to it. And finally, I was driving there, and I said, "I'll be there soon." But sometimes this generation of super young moms, they don't open their text for 2 weeks, and so she didn't see it, and I landed on their front door, and she's like, "I didn't know you were coming." I said that because, maybe God's speaking like really clearly to a lot of people, and sometimes we just think like that was just me. But anyway, I don't know. I just thought I would share that. But hey, I got to go there and give her a hug. So,
Wow.
I guess what I'm saying is let's tune in. Like you said, inoculate ourselves with the word and with faith or whatever it was you were saying in these times. So anyway, thanks.
And I know from myself, I got to pump myself up, like what was it? It's Saturday Night Live with the two weightlifter guys are going to pump yourself up, So yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. So anyway, and and to your point, Kim, the Lord really is involved in our lives, like way more than we're probably willing to listen to and agree with, So.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm just going to tack something onto that. I never think about that when we talk about hearing God's voice. A lot of people say they don't hear God's voice, but a lot of times I think we do, but we kind of
Yes.
blow it off because I just think it's our thought.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so, and then later we go, oh, that was you.
Yeah. So we take credit, we think it's our idea when it's a good idea, when it's a bad idea, and the Lord's warning us, we don't pay any attention to it,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Well, and Holly, you and Lori have a testimony of, the recent storm that blew through, right?
Well,
And
yeah.
I mean, oh my goodness, that, and I just, we got a glimpse of, the pictures and some of the stuff that you guys went through, but that was a fast, nasty one. And who knows, maybe your prayer and your faith, diverted that. Maybe you weren't in the bullseye. Maybe you just, caught the tail or whatever, so.
Well, what's interesting is for some months I've been praying, and I don't even know why. It's just that God is so impressed on us that this is his property. It's not ours, that he has something he wanted to do long before we showed up here. It's definitely his property, and he has a plan for it. So I started praying that nothing would be able to harm this property. And I always talk about, Lord, I want a 25-mile radius of safety from any type of disaster, natural or governmental war, anything. I want protection over this property. And with all the stuff, it came out of absolute nowhere. The prediction was 30% chance of rain. It was raining gently. There was not a lot of wind. And then instantly it was torrential rain. And it was so, the wind was so bad. I peeked around the corner of the hallway because I thought the windows were going to crash in. I mean, it was
Oh.
that intense in immediately. And there was huge limbs being twisted and coming off. And I started commanding, and Lori texted me and she said, "Start commanding." I'm like, "I already am. Here, commanding. It's time to go." But in spite of the limbs, what's really amazing to me is nothing here was damaged. And it was such a huge thing. Everywhere you drive, I mean, there's just so much stuff. But really, there was a limb that fell. It fell on our roof, but it was actually right over the truck. It would have smashed that truck. I mean, it would have smashed it. Didn't touch the truck. So the limbs fell, but nothing was damaged, which is, well, that doesn't count. That was so minor.
Yeah.
Lori's saying that there was one piece of damage. There was a little hole in the roof, and they patched it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
anyway,
Yeah.
I was thinking, that could have been a doozy. We have a neighbor that their barn got split. You can see this huge like split right down the barn, and there's a tree inside it. It's like this tree
Oh,
went
wow.
right through the barn. I mean, so there's a lot of it, and so I'm just thankful that, it was trees, but it was like, hallelujah. Yeah. No
So,
real need.
Holly, that to me, that is not only a testimony, but it's a demonstration of being intentional about walking in faith and really going after it, right? There's a byproduct that comes out of that. And I feel like it's, you know what? It's time. We got to step our game up a bit here, and we can't be, loosey-goosey Christians. We got to be like all in and really like go after it, and because it, there could be, more of these things that pop up. So I think this is a demonstration of the faith and speaking, and I think that was just a great testimony, Holly.
Yeah, and I think for me, what helps me in my faith is if I've already prayed about something. For example, like there's certain things I pray about finances now. I can't describe it, but when you talk to the Lord about things that are important, when something happens, there's already been a foundation laid in prayer. You already know you can stand in faith on the Lord, but also that you've had this discussion. I don't know how to say it, but it's faith building.
That's
That's
good.
good.
Yeah, that's
That's
good
good
stuff.
word.
Yeah. Well, anybody else? We're gonna skip the next month. Janet and I are gonna be out of town, so we'll do this again in September. But we're gonna be out of town next month, so yeah. Anyway, well, let me close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for who you are, and Lord, I really thank you for like putting up with like my inadequacy. And Lord, you're so faithful and so good. And you love your children, you love your kids, and you just want us to come into the fortress. And we choose to do that now, Lord. We choose to do that now. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. I bless you. And Lord, we just ask that you be with us all the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, guys, thank you and God bless you. And I can't wait to hear testimonies from you next or in September. So,
Hey,
thanks, Jim.
thank you so much. God
Thank
bless.
you.
All right, see you guys.
Bless you guys.
Bye.